The flue, what is that?
That's the chimney. It came up from the ground, see? That's the safest way to build them. And they'd be placed in the corner of a room, and then the same chimney served both rooms, you
so
see.
You, so you mean it would be here?
Yes, uh-huh.
And here?
Uh-huh.
And was it in the kitchen?
Yes.
Where was
the kitchen, we had a wood stove. And the chimney came all the way up from the back, see?
Now, what do you call a thing from the wood stove that runs to the flue?
Well, you see, to make it safe, they were built from the ground up. And up to a certain point, they put the stovepipe in for your flue. We had a cook stove, see?
Oh, so that's the same thing, the stovepipe and the flue?
The stovepipe went on up put the smoke up in the flue, you see. And now these others were regular fireplaces, and they didn't need any stovepipe. They just went up. The fireplace was built correctly. The smoke just went on up. And every year, those chimneys were cleaned out, you see, to get the soot out, to keep from the soot accumulating, maybe catching fire at times, you know.
Did that ebony wood leave any stuff after it was burned?
Well, quite a bit of ashes, but it gave the best heat. My mother always used it in her cook stove because it preserved the cook stove. And the mesquite, yes, it's hard wood, you know. And it gave more heat, you know, an oven and everything. But see, they had to make all their bread and everything, yeast cake and everything. There was nothing. And of course, we had no ice at all until the railroad came in and we got little blocks of ice from Brownsville. By rail.
Well, you know that part that sticks out in front of it?
There. Yeah, that was brick, usually.
What did you call it?
The hearth.
Same thing?
Uh-huh, same thing.
Did you have a hearth on the stove in the kitchen? On the wood stove?
The wood stove was set on brick, yes.
Did you call that the hearth or the...
Well, it was just the protection to keep the anything from happening to the floor, you know. And, of course, around that wood stove is where, in the wintertime, we took our baths, you know, just plain old tubs. There were no bathrooms. And Mother heated water, and we'd bathe around there. Or in the dining room when it was closed off and got it warm with the fireplace, you know.
Did you have an outdoors toilet?
Yes. Uh-huh.
What did you call that?
Well, it was just a toilet outside. And most of the time, they called it the privy, you know. And we didn't have toilet paper, we used catalogs, you know.
Really?
Yes, there was no toilet paper available. And we used just the pages from the catalogs, the old newspapers or something like that. And then my father had lime put in it every 3 months, you know, and the pit was made very deep. And then when they had to move it, of course they filled it with lime and kept it coverage, you see, quite a bit when they had to build a new one, but they were very sanitary. They weren't too far from the home, you know, and everything was very compact. The chicken pens and everything were, the horse lots were a little bit removed from there, and I remember that they had built a brand new stall for hay, you know, like this, where the hay would hang out, you know, the mules could eat the hay through the cracks, you know. So this little friend of mine, we were always into sub devil, but I said, I've got two matches, let's light the hay. Well, we lit it, and we finished it. The whole thing went up in fire. And that's when I got another spike in. And then I rode any horse that they'd catch for me, bareback otherwise, you know. And they bring me in. There was one boy that was very mean on the plantation, and my father finally got rid of him. He was about 17, and I guess I was about 7 or 8, and I was coming by the entrance to the plantation, and there was a big pile of brick there that they had put there from the brick kiln, just pieces of brick that they were going to use for something else.